Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 1st of December 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19 on the island. We now have no one in hospital with C19 and four in non-community isolation. The Steam Packet's new flagship will be called Manxman. Douglas Council members clash over COVID rent arrears. The Financial Services Authority outgoing chief exec goes home a year early. And tributes to Hector Duff paid in the House of Keys today.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Lewis Foster.
Douglas Council members have clashed over its approach to those falling behind on their rent. The authority provides around 2,300 public sector homes and made the decision to cancel the rent retrieval process during the COVID-19 pandemic. Those struggling to pay rent are now on payment plans following discussions with the council. The chairman of the TT Marshals has applauded the decision to call off next year's event. David Dentiff says it gives the time needed to make sure it's safe to hold such a major international gathering. And the Steam Packet Company has chosen a name for its new vessel, Manxman. It was out of a short list of four, the others being Mona's Isle, Manx Maid and King Ori. The new purpose-built ferry is to replace the Ben McCree when it comes into service in 2023. Further afield, a car has driven into crowds in the German city of Trier, killing at least two people and injuring 15 others before being stopped by police. Officials say one of those killed is a baby. A 51-year-old male driver's been arrested. Boris Johnson's offering England's pubs which don't serve food an extra £1,000 this month while they're closed. MPs will vote on the tier system today, and it's expected to pass and come into force tomorrow. And another 603 people have died with coronavirus in the UK. That's roughly the same as last Tuesday's figure. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Expert legal professionals assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Lewis. Ben McCree's just entering Douglas Harbour at the moment, and the fog signs on the mountain showing fog, matrix signs. So, fog on the mountain, please use lights and drive accordingly. Irish Sea Weather indicates no warnings out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours from the pen of Stuart Davison at Runnels Way Met Office. Dry at the moment. Rain's on the way tonight. We're down to 8 Celsius. Any rain through the night should clear before dawn. They're mostly dry with sunny intervals. A fresh to strong wind coming in from the west tomorrow. Daytime maximum 10 Celsius. The overnight minimum is 4. For Thursday, Jourdain showers, which may fall as sleet or snow on the hills. Sea level temperature will be 7 Celsius for a maximum. It'll be colder the higher you go. Low water, 21 minutes past 6 this evening. High water, 8 minutes after midnight. Low water, 18 minutes past 6 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 16 minutes past 8. And the lunchtime high tide for Wednesday, 17 minutes past midday.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
So when the Steam Packet's new flagship hoves into view, hopefully early in 2023, she'll carry a traditional name chosen for her by the Isle of Man. John Moss looks back at the names of the ships that have worn the Packet's livery.
The first was the Mona's Isle, but in 1830 it wasn't the Steam Packet then, it was the Mona's Isle Company. It was 2 years later, in 1832, that the Steam Packet name was adopted. Many and varied have been the names of the vessels that have crossed and recrossed the Irish Sea. They've done good service for Britain in that time. This from a Culture Vanin documentary.
As war started, 10 of the Packet's best vessels were requisitioned and brought into the conflict. They were fitted out and made ready, and their finest hour was to be at Dunkirk. One in 14 of those evacuated was on a Manx boat, a and the first vessel to complete the round trip from England to Dunkirk was the Mona's Isle.
To save the public coming up with a name like Boaty McBoatface for this latest incarnation of an Irish sea ferry, they were given the choice of four names to choose from. They were Manxman, Mona's Isle, Manxmaid or King Ori. There have been two previous Manxmen. One was launched in 1905, built for the Midland Railway Company. They used to link rail and sea in those days. In 1915, it was sold to the Admiralty and converted to take seaplanes. The steam packet bought it in 1920. In 1939, it became a troop ship. It was scrapped in 1949. The previous Manxman had an interesting other life. It was launched in 1955. After Irish Sea Service, it was sold and converted to a restaurant ship. It was towed from Liverpool to Hull, where it was publicised as Britain's biggest pub, housing 1,500 people. It closed in 1996, but was then badly damaged by a fire in 1997. With her future uncertain, a campaign was started to try and save her, but she finally went for scrap in 2012. She had starred in films in Chariots of Fire. The British team travelled to France. In Barbara Streisand's film Yentl, the ship was seen carrying immigrants to the United States at the end. The latest Manxman should be with us in spring 2023.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Raised tempers at Douglas Council today. The members have clashed over its approach to those falling behind with rent. The authority provides about 2,300 public sector homes and made the decision to cancel the rent retrieval process during the COVID-19 pandemic. Although struggling to pay rent are now on payment plans following discussions with the council, apart from six tenants who've yet to make contact. Natalie Byron was involved in a heated debate with the council leader David Christian, and she spoke to our local Democracy reporter Chris Cave.
I live in social housing, and when I originally got onto the council, when I was elected as a member, I had lots of queries. I don't think I understood exactly how matters were progressed. The responsibility levels were slightly different to what I expected. The GOI has a lot more input than I was aware of before I got onto council. So I wasn't aware of the restrictions council were undertaking had on them at that time. I think in the past 4 years, it's come on considerably. And since the pandemic, actually, I think they've really stepped up their game. They're starting to treat it more like a social service, which is my aim.
One of your biggest points of contention with the council leader in this debate was with the term social housing. He says the council's not there to provide a social service, but you disagree.
Absolutely. As I said in council on that day, the clue's in the title. It is social housing. We're providing social housing to people on limited incomes, pensioners, people who are vulnerable. It is a social environment. I'm not asking them to go out and give them counselling, do their shopping for them. I'm asking them to be considerate of their situation, their vulnerability, and that's all. So when I say it's a social service, it's the group of people you're providing to, not providing every service that's required to that person, just adequate accommodation and consideration.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree safely in harbour. She left Heysham at 2:10 and arrived about 10 minutes ago. She'll be off at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30. The overnight departure from Heysham at 2:15, back into Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
In the UK, Topshop Burton and Dorothy Perkins owner Arcadia has gone into administration, putting 13,000 jobs at risk. The high street giants hired administrators from Deloitte after the pandemic severely impacted sales across the group. But it's unclear how the stores for Topshop Burton and Dorothy Perkins on the Isle of Man will be affected. Tim Glover spoke to the Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon.
We have a domestic economy that is functioning probably far better than comparatively than our other jurisdictions, but we cannot be complacent about the potential challenges that are coming down the road to us. And we've got the issues with Arcadia at the moment. You can see potentially other businesses in the frame for trouble in the months ahead, and we haven't even determined what the sort of impact is going to be in terms of the finance sector in the longer term, for example. So there are lots of potential challenges that could be facing us, actions that are happening elsewhere that may impact on our local economy. You know, but that's why we put together the Economic Recovery Group. That's why we've got up to £100 million of funding on standby if we need to. And I think we should be relatively confident. But confidence and combining confidence and complacency would be very, very dangerous. And like everybody else, you know, Treasury and government are keeping a very close eye on what is happening elsewhere.
Behind those headlines, it's people's jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything that happens has an impact on an individual and a family. You know, that's why, you know, despite criticism some quarters, that's why we have spent so much money supporting businesses and vis-a-vis supporting jobs. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, we recognise that there's, you know, a human story behind every statistic. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, I think we have taken the right actions with our support packages. I think they have broadly worked. You know, unemployment has come down from that pandemic peak of 1,300, and we're now below 800. You know, we're still working to try and minimise any negative impacts, and it is difficult for a lot of families and individuals, particularly if they're in the tourism and hospitality sector. You know, but by the same token, I think what we've been doing has given us enough stimulus in the domestic economy to at least give people hope, and we've got to retain that hope and confidence that actually things are going to change in the next 2 or 3 months in such a way as we'll actually try and get the island moving again in the spring and the summer.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. It's expected to be the biggest merger of 2020. S&P Global has reached an agreement to buy the London-based IHS Markit in a deal worth $44 billion. The move will combine two of the biggest Wall Street data providers. It's likely to face scrutiny from competition regulators. The proposed deal is part of a race for scale as increasingly computerized financial markets spur demand for data and analytics. In pandemic business news, Moderna are asking regulators in America and Europe to grant emergency use approval for the COVID-19 vaccine after new results from its study confirmed safety and efficacy. Moderna's the second drug maker to seek US approval after Pfizer applied for the same authorization on the 20th of November. UK regulators are reviewing jabs from BioNTech and Pfizer and Oxford AstraZeneca. Confirmed coronavirus cases have now gone past 15 million in Europe and 62 million worldwide. European countries are trying to agree a deal to close ski resorts. France, Germany and Italy are in favour of a Europe-wide shutdown. Austria and Switzerland say no.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed in positive territory following a trend set by other global markets. The US dollar was under pressure. Oil declined. Gold gained as worries over spiking C-19 cases offset optimism. In corporate news, Taylor Wimpey and Persimmon rallied after figures from mortgage lender Nationwide showed annual house price growth accelerated in November. Heikma Pharmaceuticals was in the red after Amarin Corp filed a patent infringement suit against the company and its US affiliate. The numbers now at the close in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial, first of all, the FTSE 100 closed 1.9% up at 6,384. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.7%, 0.7%, at 13,382. To New York City, the industrial Dow Jones up 1% at the moment, 29,943. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 1.2% at 12,341. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1.3% at 3,669. In the markets, exchange rates, the British pound sterling worth one US dollar, 33.9 cents. The euro, GBP is £1 will buy you 1 euro, 11.2 cents. And the British pound sterling will buy you 20 South African rand and 45 cents. Noticeably, by the way, Bitcoin went up to a record $19,920 today. In commodities, gold up almost 1.9% at $1,810 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.4% at $47.47.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookle, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
A big name's going from the Isle of Man. The process of finding a new chief exec for the Financial Services Authority is starting early in 2021. Last week, Karen Badgerow announced her decision to step down a year early, citing a desire to be closer to her family in Canada as the main reason. One of her first tasks when she arrived in 2015 was to oversee the merging of the FSC, the Financial Services Commission, with the Insurance and Pensions Authority. Beth Espy asked her to assess the success.
I hoped I would say successful, but I guess the proof's in the pudding. I think we've really worked hard to build a culture for the authority, merging of both cultures. Both had very fantastic elements of culture in the organizations, but making it one and making it ours. So in the early days, we talked about all the old FSC and the old IPA. We don't talk about that anymore. We talk about the authority. So that really speaks to sort of the oneness of the organization.
And one of the main drivers was to promote effective regulation. I wonder if some people would say effective for who?
Effective for the jurisdiction. You know, absolutely, the Isle of Man, rightfully so, prides itself on its reputation. And our industry prides itself in being part of a well-regulated jurisdiction. So I think the success has been effective for all of us.
What legacy are you leaving your successor then?
Wow, that's a really, really good question, Beth. I hope one that is a cohesive organization, passionate about the role that we play in the financial sector, open to new ideas and open to ways of doing things differently and staying on the path. I think, you know, we've done great work. And this team, because it's not just about me, it's a team, will just carry this on. So the successor will get a darn good team and a darn good executive and a darn good board.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Those people who need to know about the FSA know about it. But to the person on the street, I wonder how well they understand exactly what happens here.
Good observation, Beth. We do some work on consumer outreach, and we're always impressed by the number of people who engage. This year, we did a nice sort of little series of events on World Investor Week, and again, we had a fairly good number of hits to our YouTube site. So I hope, you know, we should be largely invisible. People should know we're there, but largely invisible to the average consumer in the sense that they know sort of safety and security exists through the work of the regulator. But it's not always obvious, is it?
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes before 6. Fastamai, Ewan Gawn.
Fastamai. This weekend, we'll see the final round of Cycle 360's 2020 Plantation Series take place. The All for Fun relay event is a cross-country mountain bike race where pairs complete laps around a course in South Barule. Each rider takes on one lap before tagging their teammate and handing over the wristband timing chip. Each lap will take approximately 10 minutes to complete. And the idea is to complete as many as possible within an allotted hour time period, but this time in a team of two. In football, and Union Mills has confirmed there will be no games played by its senior teams this weekend. It's as the club mourns the passing of chairman Vince Watkins. In B-League squash at the NSC last night, Outcasts took the first half of the league with a 5-0 thrashing of opponents Island Tires and Exhausts. The opponents, some say, were left exhausted after the dominant display from the outright winners for the first half of the league. Meanwhile, Sharks won all five of their individual matchups against Racketeers Pioneers, and in a cagey affair, Argosy Junior Academy saw off Crow Dragons 3-2. And a reminder that from midnight tonight, you can enter the 2021 Parish Walk. Race organisers have confirmed they will be allowing competitors from off-island to take part, but much will depend on what border restrictions are in place when it starts in mid-June.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Loganair are now flying to London Heathrow, so there's no departure for Docklands, London City this afternoon. Just one departure, 10 to 5 to Liverpool, left at a minute past 5. She'll be back this evening at about 22:07. on the roads. Finch Road, by the way, get used. The Finch Road one-way reversal finishes a week next Monday, the 14th of December. So watch out. That's a week next Monday. The Finch Road one-way reversal reverts to what it should be. Corner Bridge Road lights have got a couple of weeks to go. 24-hour lights for drainage and curbing work on Corner Bridge Road, and also 24-hour lights up until just about Christmas Eve on King Edward Road in Onchan for railway work. Westlands and Peel's closed for demolition, refurbishment and extension works, and also in Peel, of course, those phase closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure on East Quay by Garage to Mariner's Wharf. And Station Road in Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. The Matrix signs to the mountain showing fog on the mountain road tonight.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside, Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside.
At the start of the sitting of the House of Keys this morning, the Speaker paid tribute to the late Manx veteran Hector Duff, OBE, who died yesterday, aged 101. Afterwards, Tim Glover spoke to Juan Watterson, Speaker.
It's generations of people that have come across Hector, and it's hard to really do justice to a life of 101 years so focused on service. The motto of the Royal British Legion is service, not self, and if anyone really embodied that here on the Isle of Man, it would have to be Hector Duff.
He was very keen on the memorials being maintained on the Isle of Man and for the youngsters to be involved and understand why remembrance was so important.
Absolutely, and he's made an impact on thousands of young people up and down the island, going into schools, talking to them about war, not in a glamorous or glamorised way, but to talk about the sacrifice of war. Because to Hector and that generation, the names on the war memorials were real people. They're not just names on a marble slate to be read out on Remembrance Day. And he wanted us all to remember that and to make sure that when that generation passes away, the notion of remembrance doesn't pass away and is passed down from generation to generation, that we continue to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
And he was campaigning really right into his 100th years.
Absolutely. I mean, he came along with the late Roger Christian, knowing that they were both getting on a bit to request that Tynwald set up the War Memorials Preservation Committee to carry on the work that they'd been doing in cataloguing and campaigning for the maintenance of war memorials around the Isle of Man. I don't think even Hector expected that 10 years later he'd have still been on the committee and doing such good work and being an outspoken member of it. But that passion really shone through, and as I say, that's led to a private members bill giving statutory protection to all of the war memorials in the Isle of Man, as well as part of the need to have an armed forces champion as well.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
The man who broke the world record for the most weight deadlifted in 24 hours may not want to attempt the feat again, but his fundraising efforts continue. Over the weekend, Sam Murphy from the Isle of Man lifted 502,072 kilograms in a single day. Lewis Foster asked him how it felt to complete the challenge and what was it all for?
Yeah, it was a big sigh of relief, I have to admit, because it's kind of like 6 months worth of thinking about it, probably the best part of 3 months worrying about it, and I don't know how many hours of training for it, but yeah, it was a big sigh of relief and like nice to actually have done something that I said I wanted to do.
Not only did you beat the record, you actually carried on going. What was going through your head at that time?
The original goal in my head was 600,000 kilos, which was 100,000 kilos more than the current record. So that was the kind of number I had in my head. I knew at the point when I broke the record that I wasn't going to be able to do that. So realistically, all I was trying to do was get as far in towards that record as I could.
So now that you've beaten the world record, is that your next target then to carry on to that 600,000?
Absolutely not. I have no intention of doing any more with this particular challenge. You know, the purpose of it was to raise money for Movember, based around men's mental health and men's specific cancer. At the moment, it's sitting just over £4,000, and I'm going to keep it open for the rest of December as well, and just see if I can get towards. So the original goal was to raise £6,000 and lift 600,000 kilos. So I lifted 520,000 kilos. So it would be really nice and really cool if I could at least get it up towards the 5,200 pound mark. I am humbled by the level of support that I have had so far. It's amazing. All the people who have sent me messages, all the people who turned up at like the kind of wee hours of the morning to support me, and the people who stayed for the full 24 hours. It was amazing. It's nice to be a part of a community on the Isle of Man where that sort of thing is happening.
COVID-19 restrictions continue to cause disruption to postal networks around the world, so you need to post early for Christmas. This coming Thursday, the 3rd of December, is the last posting date for Christmas to New Zealand, Australia, Asia, the Far and Middle East, Africa, the Caribbean, Central and South America, to the United States, to Canada, to Cyprus, Malta, Turkey and Greece and Italy, the Czech Republic, Poland, Finland, Sweden and some other European destinations. So post early for Christmas, there is disruption around the world. That's it for Update tonight. Back tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening at 5:30. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wynn. And of course, Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Get all the details at manxradio.com. Remember, like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. WMAX.